All hail the return of Addicted to Telly.
Sarah Cox.
Woo! Oh, we've missed it.
Addicted to Telly.
It's a quiz for people who like nothing better than slumping on the sofa, possibly eating some calorific snacks while staring absentmindedly at the goggle box. Jimmy, does that sound like you?
That's my life, all over.
Welcome to my life. It's Jimmy from Cambridge. You had a good day?
You're
lying, aren't you?
Yeah.
Has it been rubbish?
It has.
You got the Monday blues?
Yeah, it's my boss, Stig. He's a bit of a moron, to put it nicely.
Is he? What's he called?
Stig.
Stig?
Stig, yeah.
You don't work at
Stig.
You don't work at the dump, do you?
No. It's a bit of a dump, actually. But
Where is it, this place that you probably fired from now?
It's a little shop in Cambridge. Well, it's actually a big chain, but I won't mention it.
Oh, okay.
And what they don't deserve the publicity.
Do you work on the... Oh, dear, you're really down on them, aren't you? You're not going to do a Michael Douglas falling down on us, are you? And we're going to see
the headlines tomorrow.
All right, now listen, tell me that you're... Are you heading home now?
I'm actually parked up outside KFC.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah, we'll decide to take a detour.
I like how he won't plug his own shop, but he'll give a mention to that chicken emporium. Tell me that you've got the warm, welcoming arms and the milky bosom of a loving woman waiting for you at home.
No.
Oh, have you got a cat?
No. And my mummy and daddy aren't there either.
Oh, do you live with your mum and dad?
I do, yes.
How old are you?
14. So, I'm 26.
I'm so uncomfortable with that. 26, that's all right. Are you rent free or did you just chip in a tenner in the pot?
Yes, a tenner, that's right, yeah.
Oh,
in the pot.
Hey, it's nice. So you get all your washing done and all your meals made?
Exactly. Why would I want to leave?
Why, you slump in front of the telly?
Exactly.
Right, all right, well, we'll test you on your telly bits in a moment. You're up against Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hiya.
Sweet 16 and never been kissed.
Yeah, a lot.
What? Hey, what? You've been kissed a lot?
No!
Oh, right, okay.
No, look, I don't. My mum's listening.
Oh, right, of course. So you've not you've definitely not done open-mouthed kissing?
No, totally, no.
Okay, good. Have you got a boyfriend that you hold hands with?
No.
Do you want one?
No.
Jimmy on line one's a bit old for you as well.
I'm having light shined in my eyes here.
Are you?
No, not at all.
Oh, right, okay, you're being interrogated. Oh, I thought there was an alien craft landing nearby. I didn't know what was going on. Oh, she was potholing.
Yeah.
Good reception if she's down a cave. Hannah, what do you do then if you're 16? Are you at school?
Yeah, I'm at school at the moment.
Are you still there now, though?
No.
I'm going to say you're keen. Crikey.
No.
Have you got a lot of homework tonight?
No, because it's like mocks in the next 2 weeks, so they're kind of laying off a bit.
Okay, so you're revising for / watching the telly.
Mm-hmm.
What's your chosen snack when you're watching telly?
Spooks.
The what?
Spooks.
Oh, no, your snack.
Oh, snack. I can't snack on spooks. Probably crisps, chocolate. I am a bit of a lover for those type of things.
You've got a sweet tooth and you like your carbs. You're a girl after my own heart.
My mum's shouting chocolate.
Chocolate. Is she drunk?
Hopefully not.
Of course she's not. Hello to mum. Is she listening in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Chocolate. Has she got dinner on?
No, we've already had dinner. We had a stir fry.
Oh, nice. Very cosmopolitan. With chicken or prawn?
No prawn, just a chicken.
Oh, no.
But we went for modern. We had corn.
Oh, a twist on a modern classic.
Yeah.
Do you watch a lot of telly then? You like spooks?
Yeah, I do. Lots of things like that. I'm into drama. So.
All right, a bit of drama.
Yeah.
All right, then Hannah, my darling, stay there. We shall play in a few minutes' time. I have some live music taken from Radio 1's chart show live yesterday in Brighton. It's the fantastic return of the gorgeous, the lovely, the sexy All Saints. Really old school, this extra bit at the end. It's like old school cabaret where they come back on and do another bow, are we? You know what? It was so lovely chatting to All Saints. They're a completely different band from first time round. Obviously same members, but completely different atmosphere. The risk of sending a bit of American type, they're in so much of a better place. But they're just really happy together and buzzing and smiley, and, you know, because they weren't even speaking towards the end last time. Can you imagine what a nightmare that would be, being in interviews and just not talking to each other? So they're all happy now. There's lots of stuff online about them. You can listen again to stuff, bbc.co.uk/radio, on my little video as well, me interviewing the gals.
Sarah Cox.
Your call is on the way, by the way. But first, a welcome return for Addicted to Telly.
Addicted to Telly.
We've got Jimmy on line one, who's from Cambridge. He doesn't like where he works. His boss is called Stig. He lives with his mum and dad. Don't ask. Line two, we've got Hannah, who's just 16. She definitely doesn't kiss boys because her mum's listening. She's from Kent, and they had stir-fry with corn for dinner. I ask you. You get 45 seconds each. You get a point for every correctly answered question. There's a little clip in there, so listen very carefully and shout out the answer to save time. Jimmy, are you ready, my love?
Yeah.
All right, best of luck to you. The prize, of course, is box set of series 5 of 25.
Yay.
24, yes. So good luck.
Okay, cheers.
Okay, here we go. Jimmy, who won the Arsenal-Liverpool game at the weekend?
Arsenal.
Yes, it did. Name the ITV1 show.
Harvey.
Yes, name the show. There's a load of boxes, a load of contestants, Noel Edmonds and a banker.
Deal, no deal.
Yeah, the Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers was on last night, but what's the name of the actor who plays Frodo?
Elijah Wood.
Yes, Arena on BBC Two last night featured which rebellious supermodel marrying rock rascal?
Peter Doherty.
Yeah, name the film from Channel 5 last night. Ooh, you're dead, but let's get saucy at the pottery wheel, ditto.
Ghost.
Yes, which long-running roadshow was on after Songs of Praise last night on BBC One?
And
Big Sweater. Yes, well, who hosts Channel 4's 8 out of 10 Cats?
Jimmy.
Yes, this comedian's show was on at 9 p.m. BBC Two last night, but am I bothered?
Catherine Tate.
Oh, fantastic, monsieur. Très bien.
Right.
High scoring, a massive 9, Jimmy. I don't think that's been done before. Come on, Jimmy.
Come on, yes, Jimmy.
Crikey, he deserves a pay rise for that. You're sitting there with your boss, aren't you?
I know, he loves it.
Give him a nudge.
Pay rise.
Wait a minute, I'm very excited. Hannah.
I've got my head in my hands.
Have you?
Yeah. How do I beat that?
You know what, girlfriend? You can do it.
Oh my God! Oh,
you
come
know,
on!
I don't know if you ever saw Blockbusters, but have you got any kind of gonk you can clutch as we do it, or a cuddly toy?
Oh.
Okay, listen, you can do it. It's doable. Right. I'll be as quick as I can. Are you ready?
Right, gear myself up.
Here we go. You sound a little bit like Fern Cotton, you know? Do you think?
No.
Oh.
No relation at all.
No, okay, you do though. You sound a little bit like... It's not you, is it, Fern? I know what she's like trying to get on air.
Yeah, it's Fern. It's a trick.
Your 45 seconds are about to start, Hannah. Focus. Are you ready?
No.
Okay, here we go. Name the show 9 celebrities create hair don'ts for children in need. Name this epic BBC One wildlife show.
Planet Earth.
Which Yorkshire team did Bolton draw with at the weekend?
Leeds.
Name the explosive start. It takes more to scare this miss and crashing a car and Sky One's the race.
Pass.
Miss Dynamite, X Factor was repeated on ITV1 yesterday, but who was knocked out this weekend?
Nikita.
In Corrie, who proposed to Frankie last night? Who proposed to Frankie? It was Danny Baldwin. Complete the title of this show. Never mind the...
Babcock.
Channel 5 showed a show last night entitled World's Wildest. Was it Wombats, Police Videos or Rock Stars?
Videos.
Charmed was on yesterday at 3:55. What channel was it on?
5.
It was on Channel 4. Oh, you didn't do too bad.
My mum's laughing at me.
Is she? Tell her get a supper on.
It's not fair.
You didn't do too bad. You needed to beat 9. You got a 5. Oh, what's that? What's
my mum's just come in and said you should have listened to your mum.
Oh, why? What did she tell you?
Oh, she was shouting answers at me from all directions.
Oh, was she? Bless her.
Yeah.
Getting all excited. Look, we might be able to send you a CD, but you've not won the box set series.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm sorry, you got 5, but with a massive 9. Well done, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Hooray. Are you around tomorrow? You can be our returning champion.
Yeah.
All right, then. We shall speak to you same time tomorrow. Make sure you watch telly tonight.
I will try to.
All right, then. Off you go.
Thank you.
Off you go. Like I'm sending him back from the headmaster's office. Off you go. You're free. You're late for your lesson. Let's go to a rave. So thanks very much to Hannah and her mum. She's got any sisters. Well done to Jimmy's, our returning champion tomorrow. Your call on the way. Let's get some entertainment news now on Radio 1. It's Tulip Mazumdar.
Get ready for James Bond fever this week.